This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, May 21. Continue to do good. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace, expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Ephesians 2, 1 through 9, especially verses 8 and 9, are among the best known verses in the Bible, but verse 10 is often neglected. This verse teaches us that we are saved by grace through faith, not simply to spend entirety with God, but so that we may do good works that God has planned for us to do. And yet, the reality is that at times we tire of doing good. There are several reasons for this. Sometimes we feel that our good works aren't making a difference. At other times, we become too busy looking after our own interests, and we neglect to look to the interests of others. But the good news is that if we remain open to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, He will continue to produce good fruit in our lives. The Spirit will lead us to new areas of service and will open new opportunities for us to bless others. To me, one of the joys of serving as a chaplain is to watch busy students as they take time to do good to others, even as they prepare for a lifetime of serving in God's kingdom. Pray with me. Lord, we need you to help us do good. We can't do this on our own. By your Spirit, guide us to bear fruit that honors you in all we think, say, and do, and lead us to serve you faithfully as you open doors and opportunities for us to share your blessings with others. Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.